They should have put somebody else's name up. Gonna ship me away. I didn't want to be there, because that's good to please. That's a good thing down there. See, I could look out the window. I think it's about 20 or 25 cooks in that kitchen. I look out the window and see all them white clothes coming down there. That's when they're gonna let them boys come down there and work in the kitchen. They're gonna get, it would have to be, oh, 6, 8, 10 old cooks in there, you know. When I leave out there and see this, shoot, I'd ease out that back door. Going up in the day room and play poker, shoot dice, and play pool. Every time I get broke, I'd go to the telephone, call my wife, tell her, send me some money.
That was a rough war, right?
Yeah, Lord, I shoot, I had a lot of fun in my days. I reckon.
Did you really learn how to cook
better than me? No, I already knew how, mostly. But they teach you how. Yeah.
You can cook a ham or chicken.
I can cook anything. Of course, now, any one thing, because I just didn't want to make no career out of it. Mm-hmm. See, they had a school down there, you could, a whole lot of boys had books. Maybe they had thick and that wide, that had recipes in that, they made their own. Yeah, you know, they call it a, what do you call it? Nutrition or dietitian, what do you call it? Nutrition, what do you call it?
The
dietitian. Dietitian, no, but they call it something else. They call it another word, nutrition or something, when you make your own recipes. Some of the boys that hadn't made some.
Dietitian.
No, they got another name for when you make your own recipes, I reckon. Well, dietitians over
everybody.
I mean, over the cooks, yeah. But she went to a dietitian when she first started and started making the recipes. I was like, either one. Some of them boys down there that made their own recipes and they sold books and sold them books for a high price. And they went to hotels and different places like that. Was around. They made good money. They made good salaries.
Yeah, she'll make a whole lot of money.
And I just don't know. I could have learned it, but I didn't want to learn nothing. Mm-hmm. I didn't ask for no rating or nothing. I just do like, I didn't want no responsibility. I mean, I just wanted to go on out and do what I want to do.
How old were you then?
When I went on in 42, this on the 5th, I reckon.
42?
Yeah.
Good gosh, about 30.
About 29 or 30. Hmm? 42.
Did life around here go?
Oh, yes, good.
Why didn't anybody take you home?
Huh?
I shouldn't have taken you
there. It did too.
So you had your family and everything by the time you went in, didn't you?
No, I don't
know. No, sex, no. I don't know, I ain't have no family, I ain't have nothing look like a family when I went on. You have a kid?
No, I don't.
She's born in 45.
She's born in 45, I mean, I think I got an army. Come down there.
Pat was telling about, when was Pat, 1946?
Race
riot.
In
1946,
mm-hmm.
Here. Yeah, we had a race riot here, 46. It was just a terrible thing, you know. I guess.
I was just so surprised it was so early, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean.
Tell the truth of it. She won't hear the truth about it.
Well, back in them days, I mean, first, I'd want to say it's. As Columbia is concerned, Murray County really here. And I see a whole lot of people say, we have a lot of phosphate entries, industries here. We have a lot of phosphate plants. And people come from everywhere here, money to work. And some of the blacks come here from down in Georgia and Alabama. And a lot of people here tease them, you know.